Welcome back to the Mystery Show Hour. Next, we will have Murder at the Movies. First, let's have a quick word from our sponsors. Hit it, Jingle Girl.
Got some shampoo, wash it out. Get clean hair is what's about. Rita Shampoo.
Thank you, ladies. Now we will go on with our special Murder at the Movies.
The night was clear, making the crescent moon shine brightly in front of the three couples walking to the theater.
It's so chilly tonight.
Here, have my jacket.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Whatever you need, Judith.
What movie are we watching?
Marty Jenkins and the Corn Maze! I've told you 1,000 times!
Is it scary?
I don't know, I haven't seen it.
Ronnie and Judith are high school sweethearts and are planning to get married in the summer after they graduate.
Would you like me to buy you some popcorn?
Oh, Ron, I would love that!
Wallace and Yvonne have been together just as long, but may not last as long as next week.
Can you buy me some popcorn?
Don't you have your own money?
Elmer and Irene have just recently met and are on their first date. Would you like some popcorn?
I don't like popcorn.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, though.
Okay. Once they got tickets, seats in the back, they settled down in their seats and the movie started to play.
Welcome to Cinepark 64. Today you will be watching Marty Jenkins and The Corn Maze. Just a few quick announcements to make. Concessions will be raised in price due to my next announcement. Cinepark 64 will be closing as of Friday due to the lack of number of tickets sold here. This movie theater. Cinepark 64. Please sit back and enjoy your movie. Marty Jenkins and the Corn Maze.
Can you be quiet?
It's not like anyone else is here.
The three couples looked around. Wallace was right. There was only the six of them in the theater.
Still, you shouldn't do it. It's annoying.
So, do you like the movie?
I don't know. It's been like 4 minutes.
Oh,
but it's pretty good.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Okay. I'm going to get a refill on your popcorn.
But it still has half of it left.
It's okay, I can just go do it.
Oh, okay.
Judith was confused. Why had Ronnie taken the popcorn? She was really enjoying it at the moment. Was he seeing someone else? Was he leaving her, Judith, to starve from lack of popcorn? She was just confused. So, she decided to ask him once again.
Are you sure? It's not even empty.
Yeah, I'm sure, Judith.
You wouldn't leave me, right? I'm just so alone here.
No, I just want to watch the movie.
Okay, that's good.
It had passed, and there was still no single sign of Ronnie.
I'm gonna go look for Ronnie.
Okay, girl!
As Judith made her way down the stairs and could not find Rani. Yet, she became more and more and more suspicious. She could not even comprehend where her true love lied. She looked and looked and looked. She looked in the bathroom, male and female. She looked outside to see if he was gone. Their car was still there. She decided, I just need a drink to clear my mind. She made her way to the concession line. No worker was there. No one in line. She walked to the front of the line and peered into the popcorn glass window and saw Rani's head!
And that will conclude our first half of Murder at the Movies. Now, one last word from our sponsors. Girls.
Got some shampoo, wash it out. Get clean hair is what it's about. Rita Shampoo.